Well, the reality is, I think that Donegal needs a voice that's going to look for accountability from government. And if people would like to put their confidence in me, I would be delighted to give them the commitment that I will speak out firmly and clearly for the people of Donegal and challenge the government. We must have accountability when we see a disservice to the people and the money that people raise.
And it is... you're running with AIM2, which is your... you've been a representative for a number of years now.
That's correct. I'm delighted to be again selected to stand in Donegal. And I would ask everybody to come along, if possible, on Saturday evening to the Vestry Cafe in the Town Park in Letterkenny, where my campaign will be launched at 7 o'clock. So if you want an AIM2 representative, a voice that you can trust, please come on Saturday evening at 7 o'clock.
And AIM2, I know the last time around... struggled to get a seat in Donegal. Do you think that this year it could be different, and why?
Well, we're only a couple of months into the elections and just newly formed as a party. It's 5 years down the road, and people have seen the work that AIM2 have committed to without government funding, might I add. AIM2 without government funding were the only party to stand up and canvass to alert people about the two recent referenda. The pitfalls and the downfalls against women and those two down. We're the only party that already has a higher quota of women standing without any need of enforcement and legislation. You know, we really are representing the people. We're speaking out on all the cultural issues in the SPHE books last week. You know, we are not afraid to speak out on topical issues, on difficult issues, whether it's fishing, farming, or for people in employment, or whether it's our health service. We have been there at the fore, and I'm speaking out representing the feedback from the people on the streets of Donegal. I'm prepared to do it for rural Ireland.
And now, you mentioned accountability. What other primary focuses will you have if you were to get elected?
We have to have accountability in government. If nobody's going to be responsible for the crisis and the reality of what's happened in the children's hospital... All my family have had children in the Children's Hospital, whether it's Crumlin or Temple Street. You know, we know the necessity, the need for the perfect hospital, for the best hospital, for children that are really, really ill. And yet we're being failed time and time and time by government with nobody being held accountable. It's just not acceptable. It can't continue. We must have people held accountable, whether it's in Letterkenny Hospital or whether it's in the mental health services or whether it's in education. Whether it's what's happening to our farming and our fishing, we need to have accountability. We need to have a self-sustainable island that we can be, again, if hit by another crisis, that we know we can monitor and maintain and give security to the people of the island of Ireland.